Tom.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman is in our virtual green room. And, Jeff, first thing I have to ask you is, I know parts of the Mid-Atlantic are getting some more snow and chilly temperatures. Are you in that mixed bag, too, in D.C.?
Yeah, I can't believe we're even still talking about this. But, yeah, we're scheduled to get some snow overnight into Tuesday. And, you know, we could be waking up with anywhere between 1 and 3 inches. So... I'm sure a lot of people are gearing up for that.
I bet. All right, the president won't have to deal with that, of course, because we're talking about now the fact that the president is headed overseas, is overseas, actually. And the president, meanwhile, is really pushing the G8 now, I guess G7 leaders to suspend Russia. So I guess that would still be G8 minus when they boot Russia out over Crimea. What's going on there?
Yeah, no, you got it exactly, Kate. It's, you know, Russia's been part of the G8 since, I believe, 1992, right after the fall of the Soviet Union. And those are essentially eight massive, you know, economic superpower countries that set, you know, global policy or at least, you know, coordinate with each other. And so the U.S. and six other nations, the so-called G7, are pushing to isolate Russia. And they're calling themselves the G7. They're not calling themselves the G8 right now. And one of the things they did today, the president is in Europe taking part in meetings with the European allies. And one of the things they did was they announced that the G7 are going to go ahead and meet by themselves in Brussels in June instead of participate in a planned G8 meeting, which was scheduled to take place in June in Russia. So that's sort of the first step, and I think what is going to be a long list of steps that the U.S. and NATO allies will take to try and, you know, send Russia the message that its seizure of Crimea is not appreciated.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see how that all plays out. Now, closer to home, and I was talking about this on the radio shows, we kind of bounce around with you, and you sent me a link to this. I thought, oh, this is exactly what we were just talking about, Republicans, midterm elections, what's going to happen. And Nate Silver, the guy from 538.com, is predicting, he did this over the weekend, that Republicans have a slight advantage to take control of the Senate, wow, following the midterm elections. So flush that out a little bit more for us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people here in Washington have been buzzing that this could be the year Republicans take back the Senate. There was a lot of talk, remember, back in 2012 that Republicans could have taken back the Senate in 2010 before that, and Republicans failed each time. But now you have a situation this year in the midterms where Democrats in the Senate have to defend 21 seats. A lot of those seats are in, you know, more rural areas of the country. We're talking about, you know, Alaska. We're talking about South Dakota, Iowa, Louisiana, for instance, where, you know, Republicans have traditionally done well or at least better. And Nate Silver, who's the statistician guru who created 538.com, which is that popular blog that the New York Times had, and now Nate Silver does his own thing for ESPN, he's predicting that Republicans have a 60% chance to take back control of the Senate. They would need to have a net gain of 6 seats. Right now it's 55-45 in favor of the Democrats, so Republicans need a net gain of 6. And Nate Silver says that is looking advantageous for Republicans.
All right, so what do you think, folks? You heard what Jeff had to say, 855-266-5283. Do you think that's true? Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic, depending on what side you come from, let's face it? And finally, luckily you're not on that trip to China, because first of all, you wouldn't be traveling with the First Lady, but if Ellen Radner had sent you over there, you could be pushed and shoved. What's the deal with the press and the way they're being treated on Michelle's trip?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Kate. At first, you know, when the White House announced that the First Lady and her family were going to China, the news was that the press wouldn't be allowed to partake in the trip. Now, what we learned was that the press was banned from flying with the First Lady, but several reporters made their way to China. The Washington Post, you know, sent reporters, New York Times, and so on and so forth. What the reporters are finding out is that getting access to the First Lady has been extremely difficult in China. Reporters are saying they've been blocked from going to certain events. They've been screamed at by officials. They've even been held back with red tape and told not to move from pre-positioned lookouts. And just to clarify, these are Chinese officials that are sort of blocking out the press, that are screening them and treating them a little harshly, to say the least. So reporters are having a rough go of it. Now, they already knew that, that covering the First Lady in China would have its caveats. They would be able to go to certain events, but they wouldn't be able to ask her any questions. And that policy has, you know, been maintained throughout the trip, which started last Wednesday and continues until this Wednesday. But I don't think reporters were bargaining for, you know, the sort of abuse that they're facing.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much. Appreciate it. You keep warm, and I hope you avoid the snowflakes.
You know, I'll just be so happy when this is all over.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Kate. See ya.
Bye-bye. A lot of anguish going on. The other big thing, of course, is Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Questions still out there, but now a definitive. This is a crash. There was reaction from families who obviously have had no sleep and very long, long weeks, because now it's been a couple of weeks. The situation certainly is sad. It's grim. There are still those question marks flying around, but the experts charted the path of the flight, the 777, and now it's all about recovery, and they're trying to figure out what wreckage might be able to reveal when the investigators are able to piece it all together. It was inevitable that this was probably going to be the end of the line outside of Perth, and now this is exactly what is being told. I think the Prime Minister of Australia was being very cautious, the deputy also very cautious, and the Malaysian airline company itself, knowing that they were going to have to inform families, wanted to make as sure as they could that this was exactly what had happened here. And so there's nothing but raw emotion with the people who have been left behind, let's face it, as they waited for good word, hopeful. I mean, there were even some that were hoping that this would be a kidnapping situation so they would be able to get them back, get their family back, but that's not the case. It was a pretty grim face, and that's a good way to describe it, Malaysian Prime Minister, who confirmed the worst fears, saying that Flight 370 went down somewhere in the Indian Ocean. Investigators seem pretty close to finding the plane, but again, weather, waves, currents not cooperating, forcing them to call off a day of searching for the big plane, and the families are still kind of in a holding pattern because they're waiting for pieces of wreckage. I guess that's the ultimate way to confirm this, and they haven't been able to do that, but they're very sure that it went into the water. So once they got gale force winds and large waves and heavy rain out of the way in the low clouds, then they'll be able to make more of that sea search and get down below and try to be able to get whatever they can of the plane where it's not a risk to the crew. We're going to talk more about that on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Threat. Good time for us to slash our spending on our defense, huh? We'll talk about that coming up in our next segment, plus the NSA ixnaying bulk collection. Woohoo! They've already read everything about all of us anyway. So, until then, thanks for hanging here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The big wait is over for those poor families. I'll tell you, once you read the stories of the people on the plane, I said this the other day, but it humanizes it. They're not just passengers, lost souls. You start to read the stories of a promising artist who had some incredible work done and was out there at shows and galleries and had the whole future in front of him, you know, sort of a blank canvas, if you will. And it's sad. It really brings it back. There were a lot of young families on board. There were a lot of couples that were going back to children, and they're not going back. Flight 370, as we all suspected, is gone. What happened is at a news conference, lots of relatives of passengers, you could hear screams in the background and whatnot, learned of what was going on. There was a text from the airline that was the first thing that came out. You know, this thing with texting, I get it, but I don't know that I would, especially after being that involved after a couple of weeks, a text to the people, I'm going to say I don't know that that was the way to go. But Malaysian Airlines sent a text to the relatives saying, we have to assume, this is exactly what it said, we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of those on board survived. So That ends the hopes of finding survivors. This is, as I said, a long 14, 15 days after the flight vanished. It still leaves those questions, though, as to what happened on board the plane that was going from Kuala Lumpur, seemed fine, headed for China, wasn't very far into its flight. And then the actual location of the wrecked plane in the very deep, deep Indian Ocean, where you've got a lot of problems trying to find a plane, because it's rough to dig, and with the currents, things moving around. But I hope they find it. I hope they find every piece of it they can. The wreckage will help them, the debris, in piecing what happened together. There's some great airline investigators. The National Transportation Safety Board has some good people that they could lend to it. And that's what they'll do. And they're searching in the air. They're searching, obviously, on the water and beneath the water surface once they can do that. And the sooner they can start that work, I think, the better, because I have to say, I mean, as the healing just can't begin for some people until they really know. They just want to know the details. It's like when I worked in New York, and the saddest thing that happened ever, one of the saddest things in my life, was coincidentally being there, being in New York, feeling like I was a part of the community because of WFA and the station I was on, and then listening to the sad stories of so many people who lost husbands and daughters and mothers, and just hearing them night after night talk about the loss. And there is this pull toward wanting something tangible. That's what I think it is. Whether it's concrete evidence of something or some kind of memento of the person. You know, there was weird things that happened there where somebody found a purse and they had the woman's license in it, and they could give that to the family, or they found a wedding ring. I mean, all kinds of things that fell out of the sky, sadly, on one of the worst days in our history on 9/11. Now, with this plane, with the wreckage and pulling it up, there will be things we'll be able to pull up out in that wreckage, too. And to be able to call the family, to be able to have a burial, or to be able to say also what happened, that something clearly went wrong in the cockpit, that it wasn't any kind of terroristic thing or a suicidal mission or any of the things that have been thrown out there, would be relief to some families, or just whatever it is, just to know. It's like a story I read about one woman who just couldn't wrap herself around it, because her son, her daughter-in-law, and granddaughter were all on the plane. And she said, you know, that's my family. They're all gone. I'm desperate for information. And they want the proof. And they want to know what happened after reading and hearing and just hanging on these words. They want to know what happened, even if it's something that has to do with the pilot trying to bring a plane down or whatever happened, because we still have the questions that were thrown out about who were the pilots and all of that. So the relatives now know, they just don't know some of the specifics. They know what the trajectory was and where it went down, and that it plunged into the Indian Ocean. And then there's these scenarios of what happened, the possibilities. And it's still the same thing. We're talking about potential hijacking, sabotage of some sort, psychological issues with one of the pilots, personal problems of a passenger or the crew. And they don't believe they're going to know. They say there's just so many conclusions that people are jumping to. They don't think they're going to know for maybe up to a year. Who knows? And they haven't even found a piece of the plane. So the Prime Minister in Malaysia, in Australia, and then Malaysia also came after that, the airline, they based the announcement on what they described as unprecedented analysis of satellite information by British satellite, and the British Air Accidents Investigation Branch. They clearly saw it. they say from the, it's drawn from the satellite pings that it was sending through the flight. It was clear that the plane's last position was in the middle of the southern Indian Ocean, very far from any possible landing sites. So now, after weeks of tossing around what could have happened, they're making plans to fly families to Australia once the wreckage is found. So that's the hope, that they'll have something, some object, something to show the families, a body to bury, whatever. And the longer a body is in the water, the worse it is, too, for the families. But regardless, so this came at the same time as they said they had found two objects in that part of the Indian Ocean that could be related to the flight, which had been missing since March 8th with 239 people on board. And it's been described as a gray or green circular kind of object, orange rectangular object, and the Navy ship didn't, the Australian Navy ship that went out didn't turn up the objects when they searched, but part of the problem was the weather too. The U.S. surveillance plane that was following up couldn't find them either. And so far, none of the sightings that were linked to Flight 370 have been found. So now you've got, I mean, this is amazing how many people are involved in the search. 10 planes from Australia, China, the U.S., Japan, all searching in that same area. And China has a big stake in this because their citizens made up two-thirds of the passengers on that 777. And some of them contributed significantly to their society. One of them was the artist who was a budding superstar. And there were some others, too, in different fields that are now lost, like the other passengers. And the area that they're talking about, they talked about a projected flight path for the plane that was calculated in part from the satellite pings sent by the plane after all other communication systems, boom, were shut down, were gone. And they keep warning, people now that the objects might not be from the plane. They could be from containers. You know, remember there's the thing about the Pallas that fell off of cargo ships or something. But they feel pretty confident that there's no question, that this is, that this flight has gone down there, and it's just a question of being able to pull the plane, the wreckage out, pull it together, and try to answer more questions about why low, the radar, and that kind of stuff. But definitively, the families have been informed that this is it, and they're going to fly them all to Australia. Coming up, odds and ends. No more bulk with the NSA. We're talking about it next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, no. No, 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 no. I said, no, no. You're not the one for me. No, no. No, no.
The
no,
dreaded
no,
three letters. Now deciding to take out the trash or being forced to take out the trash and not really dumpster dive anymore. There's a bill. It's a bipartisan bill. Let me tell you. Let's see if this makes you feel better. How do you feel about a bipartisan measure from the Intelligence Committee? It actually came from the chair. Mike Rogers was a big part of this, Republican from Michigan, and his Democratic counterpart, C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger. They're ready to introduce this bill that would ban the bulk hauling, that's the right way to call it, right way to say it, of phone, email, and internet records by the government. So instead it would outsource the database to phone firms. Yeah, let's just give this to the phone firms. Let them deal with it. Let them deal with all of that, right? And they wouldn't keep the information any longer than they normally would. They say the proposed bill is really aimed at restoring your trust in mine and would add checks and balances to the phone data program. You know what I say to that? Bravo that there was some bipartisan cooperation with it, but it's too late, you idiots. You already blew it. Do we feel like we can trust the NSA? Do we feel like we can trust a lot of government institutions? Sorry. No, and it's not being paranoid. It's right out there for us to see. I don't think you're going to get that trust back very easily. They did trample on our civil liberties. They did. And even though there's all this defense, like C.A. Ruppersberger especially was defending the NSA and saying, well, it's not the case. They didn't really spy on Americans. They didn't really. There's the operative word. They didn't really. I didn't really mean to make you feel bad. Anyone ever say that to you? I didn't really mean to lie to you. Ooh, I didn't really mean to hurt you. I don't think you get our trust back that easily. Should have happened a long time ago, and shouldn't have happened because Ed Snowden revealed the information. Because that's why this is happening in the first place. We're talking about comprehensive, that it's going to be more comprehensive than what the NSA has right now. So it would cover landlines, cell phone records. The program would cover calling data, but not conversations, on what they say is 20% of U.S. phone calls. So the secret National Security Court, known as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, would have to approve the new program and reauthorize its structure annually. And the court order would require phone companies to comply. So under this new bill that could become a law, a phone company would search its databases for a phone number under a directive from the government. Then it would send the NSA a list of numbers called from that phone number and possibly lists of numbers those phones had called. The NSA would then, in turn, send a copy of each directive to the surveillance court for review, and companies could object to the specific directive. Whatever. Lead us down the primrose path. Oh, and we'll just lap it up. Now, this is just one proposal, because remember, the White House playing duck and cover, they have another proposal. They would have a judicial role in determining. Their piece of legislation would have a judicial role in determining whether there was enough suspicion on a number before the NSA could get the related record. So they'd have to really be suspicious about the phone number, about who they were calling, that kind of thing. And it would also include clarifying whether Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which expires next year unless Congress reauthorizes it, might be in the future be legitimately interpreted as allowing bulk data collection of telephone information. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But the Intelligence Committee, what I just explained to you, the Intelligence Committee is going to introduce that on Tuesday. They think it's the best solution for people who want to preserve national security while worrying about the legitimate concerns of a lot of people over bulk telephone metadata that has a potential for abuse. And they hope that the legislation, is what Rogers and Ruppersberger are saying, can be the compromise that gets to the president, and then that works probably the best. I mean, whatever, fine. Great that they've changed this around. They kick into high gear on another law. But so sorry, it's too late. How long ago were we talking about all this stuff with Ed Snowden? June. Where are we right now? March. If they even pass this, which I bet they would, right? So they come up with some compromise, do a little song and dance, talk about how the NSA can't do that, and we can't, we have to worry about people's civil liberties and whatever. And then it gets passed, let's say, by April. So almost a year later, we get legislation. I mean, better than nothing, I suppose. But it's not gonna instill in me a favorable feeling about the NSA. It's not. It is going to be the butt of my jokes for a while. And probably yours, too. And I think the biggest reveal is the fact that Ed Snowden hadn't taken the information, ran to Hong Kong, then got asylum in Russia, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Because that information wouldn't be out there. I'm not saying what he did was right, because you think, okay, let me sign on the dotted line. It's a secret information, classified information. If everyone ran away with classified information, I don't know that that would be such a great thing. There is an invisible line, and in my life, there is definitely a line. I think there is something to be careful what you wish for, how much information you want to know. But this clearly was, we were big-footed on this one. That's what it was. So great that the president wants to make changes and they don't want to hamstring the NSA because you still got to keep tabs on terrorists and got to be cool about that. But it's too late. We're the laughingstock of the world. Everyone knows what we're doing now at this point. So what are they going to do differently that's not going to be an alert to anybody who's a would-be terrorist? So it's all out there. It's out there for the public to be furious with, and it's out there for anybody who wants to look at what we're doing to know the specifics of it, because upon digging, they're getting more specifics on it, and that's the problem. So, since it's been disclosed that the government can track terrorists without placing millions of people under permanent surveillance, that's what should have happened before. So now, I mean, just end it. Just end the bulk collection. It's a joke. For once, I kind of agree with the ACLU, because I think this is pretty much their stance. Why are we doing that? It doesn't make any sense. Just ban all of the collection of it. Require an order, because that's what you're basically saying anyway, for a request for a phone or other records and prove it was part of an international terrorism investigation, and bada bing, you got it. Slam dunk. Why do we have to have more convoluted, floating laws that are just manipulating the law in the first place? Right? Limit it, don't end it. Come on, just end it. I think you just end it. Get the court order. Have somebody on call 24/7. Boom, a judge where you can just get that order and that's it. Have a sensible outcome. It doesn't make any sense. And especially because we already know, you know, and this is the interesting thing is Ed Snowden, who, listen, I could take to task, and I did here on America Tonight. The reason this is happening is because of him. It's happening because of him. Otherwise, they would still be collecting this information. And there's no way they restore. The NSA does not restore warm, fuzzy feelings. They're not getting it back. Too late. It's going to take a long time to repair that, and I don't know that you ever do. Anytime we hear anything about the NSA, you know you're automatically going to look at it crooked and think, oh, yeah, sure, right. And that's it. And part of this is also happening because you had Silicon Valley that was all over this because they don't want to deal with this. They don't want people to not get their products, Facebook. They don't want people to not go on Facebook. They don't want people to not go and Google and do those kind of things for fear that all the information is being collected and has to be turned over anyway. So this is also part of it, the whole privacy thing. It's not under the radar anymore. We know it. So correct it if you want to, but I don't think it makes us feel like we like the NSA and we trust the NSA. They spied on us, period. However you slice it. And should the NSA spy on Americans? Or should it be specific targets where they know they can trace it to international terrorism. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby.
Once again, time is so fleeting, isn't it? What fun we have here on America Tonight, even with our heavy hearts and some of these crazy stories that we talk about. We're rounding the bend on yet another hour, and I wanted to fill in the blanks with a couple of other things. Number one, if you want to react to the NSA, you think they can restore your trust? I'm serious. There are necessary government agencies. Listen, I'm for a smaller government, but I'm not for no government. Don't mistake me for that kind of person. However, there is a limit, and there is nothing but madness, it seems, when we open the hood and look beneath. When it comes to the National Security Agency, one hand doesn't know what the other's doing. It's kind of like a Laurel and Hardy routine in one sense, and then it's spy versus spy in another. And the fact that Ed Snowden had the access he had anyway and was able to skedaddle with it, shame on them, then they change all these policies. So it's like he's the king of the world because he gets the NSA to change so much of what they're doing, to make the president talk about it and come up with his own version of legislation, to have a bipartisan committee, the Intelligence Committee, come up with a bipartisan measure, anything to appease us, to make us feel more comfortable with the agency. You know, it's too late. It's like when you're dating a guy and you start to see signs of, whoa, these are some red flags, or a woman. So it could be the woman you're dating. She's got the crazies. How many guy friends do I have that say, man, she's so... And pardon me for using this analogy, because I know I'm going to offend someone, but just, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, she would just be great if only she didn't talk and wasn't so jealous. And then it explodes, and she's crazy. Oh, she's crazy. Or same thing. There's a guy comes along, seems so perfect, but yet everything is being hidden beneath the surface and crazy things start to come out. That's the NSA. All the crazy mixed in between. Oh, no, no, no. We're just like you. Don't worry about it. We've got your best interest at heart. We're protecting you, America, and we won't violate that trust. We want you to like us. And that's the problem. This comes the analogy of dating a man, dating a woman. They want to be liked so much, right? Like those bad dates. We want you to like us because now we're full on exposed, but we're really not that bad. It's not really fair what was said about us. You get my drift. You want to react? You can do it. 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. We'd be remiss not to update you on this very sad story. It seems like an hour of sad, but 14 dead people now for sure confirmed. 176 reports of missing people after the Washington mudslide. So they found six more bodies on Monday in a town that is just engulfed in mud and grief when that hillside collapsed. So they've raised the number. That's not a surprise because they figured it was going to be more than that. The number of missing people was up. And it could be false alarms because, you know, then running around trying to figure out who's there and who's not there. Sometimes there's mix-ups. And so that hopefully that's what it is. You got cops, firemen, dogs, all kinds of heavy equipment, any kind of heavy equipment anybody can get their hands on. They're out there trying to, you know, they're out there again trying to find anyone or anything. Now there is also this threat of a secondary landslide. They were worried about that during the day on Monday afternoon, but that didn't happen, thank goodness. And this is in Washington, outside of Seattle, and two small towns, areas that were really affected by it. They say geologists from a bunch of different places were there to try to monitor what was going on with the hillside. But the slide area, still unsafe for recovery work because it's like quicksand. So how are you going to do that? And then they were trying to figure out how they could get hard clay to, you know, to try to traverse that. And no survivors were found on Monday. They're still working overnight right now as I speak. They're doing it into the morning because they really want to try to find survivors or at least find the bodies of people so they know what happened to them. Because that's the other part of this. It goes back to what happens when you're in limbo and you're missing somebody and you have no idea. The mudslide area, to give you an idea, because that's what I know in your mind, you're thinking, well, hillside, sort of like the side of a mountain washed away, but it's not really a mountain. We're talking about, as I heard somebody describe it on a Washington radio station, 500 football fields. The damage, 500 football fields. The area, 4,400 feet wide, 4,400 feet long, roughly. It's just muck and debris. 600 feet high, this is the section of the hill, 1,500 feet wide, 600 feet high. So now you can see why it was so deadly, because when it came down, how is anybody going to be able to get out of the wake of that? They're not, unless they're already far ahead of it. The mud and the debris dammed up a river. That's causing flooding upstream, so there's problems there. And the water was up to the eaves in some of the homes. And now they're looking at more evacuations. Ugh. So, of course, it's a disaster area. So it's terrible what's happened. FEMA's on hand. Anybody that can help in any emergency capacity is there. And there's been an emergency declaration. That's one of the steps that you do. And looking at an overall map of it, it's just so unbelievable. It really is. And it reminds you of, and I think I said this in our last show, if you've ever been in a tornado, seen a tornado, it reminds you of that, but like mud is just thrown all over it, making it even worse. Because you're just trying to get through that thick mud that sucks you in, and you can't do it. I mean, you only have so much you can do, and they've tried to jimmy rig a few different things, and it's been really tough. They haven't been able to do it. You have rocks and trees and debris also in the mix of that, and what people are trying to do now, they're trying to be realistic. Like, we want to find the body. We want to find. Some guy was saying, I just want to find my daughter's body. I want to find her car. I want to find something. Whatever it is. And maybe we're lucky. Maybe they're in an air pocket. It doesn't look good, but maybe there's an air pocket. And that's what I think they're thinking as they're working round the clock as much as they can. Whether it's a needle in the haystack or not, maybe they get lucky and they find somebody. That's a rare thing, but sometimes it happens. And if that happens, then they feel like it's worth it because you can fall into a crevice. You can, you could be stuck somewhere and you just can't see them now at this point. And it's not completely unlikely, but, as the days go on, that's what happens. It becomes families just don't have the hope anymore. It's kind of like the missing Malaysian Airlines jet scenario. Different story, because here's a mudslide, Mother Nature, and who knows with the plane. There's still the questions surrounding, okay, flying low, it's dumped into the Indian Ocean, we're confirming that, there's no more hope, don't hold out any hope, we're just trying to get the wreckage. But two opposite ends of the scale, but the same results, people that are just completely gone, just obliterated, that's it. They're just obliterated. And unfortunately, we started the show in that direction, and we end the show in that direction, talking about what happened in Washington. If you have any thoughts on, as I mentioned, the NSA, or any theories on Flight 370, or anything else you want to share, you know what to do. Head to the website, All Roads Lead There, americatonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.